Welcome to this Friday, May 19th edition of Between the Lines. A public memorial ceremony is set for noon tomorrow in Fond du Lac to honor Wisconsin State Patrol Trooper Trevor Casper, who lost his life in the line of duty in March of 2015. State Patrol Captain Ryan Chafee will join us on the next segment of the show to talk about that. The Brandon Fairwater Police Department is stepping up to help out the Campbellsport Police Department, which is in transition after its police chief resigned. We're going to talk with the new officer in charge, Brandon Fairwater Police Chief Tom Dornbrook, will join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate a fatal two-vehicle crash this week. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt will join us a little bit later on in the program. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Ryan Waldschmidt will join us on the show to talk about a traffic crash from earlier this week. Law enforcement rescue personnel had their hands full with the driver, who now faces criminal charges. And we'll explain what that's all about a little bit later on in the program. Wisconsin's Attorney General is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to protect the state's Republican-drawn legislative districts. Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a Republican, and other attorneys for the state filed a brief yesterday urging the court to reject the reasoning of a group of voters who argue the boundaries unconstitutionally discriminate against Democrats. Jay Heck is the director of the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin, and he joins us on the first segment of the show. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Greg. Another long and eventful week in national and state political news. And this is an interesting development on the part of the Attorney General.
Well, this is all part of the appeal process, isn't it? I mean, the AG officially appealed and asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate the election maps back in February.
Right. This is nothing new, and that's why I think it's an interesting development. He is Brad Schimmel has consistently held that it's perfectly fine for partisans to draw partisan voter maps, and that this is a long-standing practice in America, and that it ought to continue, and that's the whole point of this lawsuit. The plaintiffs seek to change that standard, and it is kind of revolutionary in that respect, but thus far, the plaintiffs, the people who are complaining about the 2011 Republican-drawn maps, have been successful through the court system, and there's every reason to believe that the United States Supreme Court may agree with them. They've been looking for a standard by which to judge excessive gerrymandering, and Wisconsin's gerrymander in 2011, the Republican-drawn districts, were considered the most partisan, the most gerrymandered by a Republican government in the United States that year. There are Democratic states that also do this. Maryland, Rhode Island come to mind, and of course our neighbors to the south, Illinois, regularly gerrymander the district so that Republicans will never have a chance to be in control. And this is just wrong because it robs voters of choices. It makes elections non-competitive. And as a consequence, we have a non-responsive legislators, arrogance, and hyper-partisanship and polarization. So this is a tremendous opportunity. The Schimmel argument is, again, nothing new. They say it's fine. Let's be as partisan as we can. That's the way it is. And I think most Americans think that that's probably not right, that they would like to have more real choices during the general election, and they'd like to have more responsive Congress and a more responsive legislature.
So when the state's attorneys say the argument that statewide partisan gerrymandering exists is an overly broad social science hodgepodge and doesn't compute with prior Supreme Court decisions, your response is?
My response is, that's exactly right. This is a new standard that was brought forward by the plaintiffs, and it was designed specifically to appeal to statements made by conservative U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy the last time a case like this came before the United States Supreme Court. And what Kennedy and many legal scholars have said is that if there is a standard by which to judge excessive partisanship, and that it, under the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause, it effectively disenfranchises hundreds of thousands of voters, and that certainly was the case in Wisconsin, then they would be open to a new standard. And so here's the example. In 2012, Democratic candidates for the state assembly in Wisconsin received 52% of all the votes in the state of Wisconsin, and yet only 39% of the state assembly returned Democrats. It's now even less. It's now 36%, and that doesn't configure at all with the number of people that actually vote for Democrats, and that's because the Republicans have packed Democrats into fewer districts and have drawn the lines in such a way is to maximize their advantage. And so it is time to look for a new standard, given the partisanship and given the gerrymandering on both the part of the Republicans and the Democrats. This is not a partisan issue. I'm not saying this because the Republicans did it. In Illinois and in Rhode Island, it's the same problem with the Democrats doing the exact same thing. And the losers are us, the voters.
But just so I'm getting this straight.
Sure.
You are not saying that redistricting can't be partisan. The question is, can it be too partisan?
Correct.
That just seems
exactly
that
right.
Just seems ridiculous.
Yeah. What the argument or
no?
The,
that no. That the fact that you can be partisan, but just not too partisan.
Well, exactly. Because the point is, I mean, obviously we're. State government and national politics is partisan. It's primarily Republicans and Democrats and some independents who were effectively shut out because they don't have a party. But the key is that you can be too excessively partisan because you disenfranchise a whole host of voters. You know, the Supreme Court and the courts regularly strike down redistricting plans because they're violations of civil rights and voting rights. There's no reason why that standard shouldn't apply to excessive partisanship, because certainly people that vote, if you're a Republican in Illinois, you'll never have a chance of voting, getting a Republican legislature because of the way the lines have been drawn down in Illinois by the Democrats, and the same thing in Wisconsin. So this is a new standard, and what Schimmel has said is we need to keep the old standard in place for no other reason other than we've always had it. And, this is called progress. And again, I think there's a very good chance that this new standard could be adopted not only for Wisconsin, but for states all over the country. And that would be a positive thing for everybody, regardless of your ideology.
Do we know?
The federal courts, by the way, have ordered that the Wisconsin lines have to be redrawn by November 1st of this year, 2017. So Schimmel and the Republicans are just putting all of their eggs in the basket of hoping that the Supreme Court of the United States will find for their position. And I think that's a very iffy proposition at this point.
We don't even know if the Supreme Court's going to take it up before November 1st, do we?
We don't know for sure. We know that they'll do one of two things. They'll either take it and say, yeah, we agree with the plaintiffs and this is unconstitutional, or they'll say, well, we're not going to do anything about it, and we're just going to let the federal court decision stand. It seems to me that it's unlikely that the Supreme Court is going to rule before November 1st, but it also seems unlikely that they're going to rule in favor of Schimmel and the Republican gerrymander. So what we should be doing in Wisconsin is that Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Speaker Robin Voss ought to get busy and call people together and start drawing new, less partisan maps for the 2018 elections. That's what I would be doing if I was a Republican.
Jay Heck, Common Cause in Wisconsin. Great to have you on the show. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Greg. You too. Take care.